We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 10 lines or 12 lines from the top, middle of a line, Omar Mar. We learned in the Braisa that Ger Shabar L'Sgayer, Omar Lo Amar Ra'i Shabar L'Sgayer. Why are you coming to become a Ger if the Yidna is so downtrodden? Umedinois, Mixes Mizakalois, Mixes Mizakamurois. So my timer, why do you do this? Why do you tell him all this mitzvahs? You tell him all these bad things? Why do you do that? So Gemara says, "Dei parish nifrosh." Because if he decides he doesn't want to become a ger, let him not become a ger. Dabar Rav Chelboy, koshim gerim liyisrael kesapachas. Gerim are hard for klai yisrael like a nega kol sapachas. Tchsev nilva a ger aleihem v'nispucha beisyakav v'siy loshin sapachas by gerim, and they're like a nega. They're like a tzaras to klai yisrael. Now, what's the reason? So Rashi and Tosis both say in the first pshat. Rashi says this, and Tosis says in the first pshat. The reason is because sometimes they keep their old ways, and therefore the klai yisrael learns from them that they're not good ways, and they're not medaktik mitzvah so much. That's one pshat. They're not so medaktik, so they're not so good for klai yisrael. Tosis' last pshat is interesting pshat. It says since shaviyoyse huzur yisrael agerim, klai yisrael is muzur to be take care of the gerim. Like, you shouldn't be ma'ane. You shouldn't give any pain to a ger, and therefore it's a lot of mitzvahs that are totally in a ger, and it's hard for us. It makes a kitrug on us, and therefore it's not good for the klai yisrael. If you should be yoser, Tosfos says last end of the omelet. If you should be yoser, you should hazar ma'inosam. So therefore, we try to dissuade him. But the ma'aseh, if he wants to become a ger, we accept him with open hands. And medino yisoy avoin leka chicha peya ma'aseh. We teach him the avoin leka chicha peya. What's that? I'm gonna go with Rashi's second shot. My timer. Aram chiyav avram yechron. Because the halacha is ben noyach nerag apachas shav pruta. A ben noyach, he gets killed if he steals less than shav pruta. Why? Because by a yid less shav pruta, we assume the Jew is meichelit. But a guy is very makban on his money, and even less shabruta, he's not moichel, therefore it's a gzela, and the lach is a ben noyach has killed on a gzela. But there's no din of a heshiv gzela there. So you see, since he's so makbid, even less shabruta is makbid on, so therefore, we have to teach him, by the way, when you give him a yid, you got to give him more tzedakah. You can't be so makbid on your money. And this is the oven if you don't give lekach shechapeya. This is the oven. This is the avery you get. This is the punishment you get. And therefore, you should know to open up your pocketbook when you become a yid, you have to be a breit the yid, you have to be a generous person. You don't tell him too much. Where's the makar for this? The chesiv says in the pasuk. We know when Naomi went back to Yisrael, Rus wanted to go along, and Naomi was trying to dissuade her to stay, and she wanted to go. And the pasuk says like this: Tell me, Rusel, al tefkibi. Don't tell me to laozvech. Don't tell me to leave. Loshel vachrecha. Ki alashatel chielik. Wherever you go, I'm going to go. Vashatel liniel. And wherever you sleep, I'm going to sleep. Amich ami velekayich elikoy. Vashatamusi omus. Veshomekava. And says after that that Naomi saw that she was really wanted to go, and she stopped speaking to her. Let's see inside. The chesiv vatera when Naomi saw kimisametzisi lechesita that she really wanted to go vatechtal damaleh. She stopped talking to her. Omra la what Naomi had said to Rus was like this: Oslon tchun Shabbos. We have an issa called tchun Shabbos. So she answers, Vashatel chelech. Wherever you go, I'll go. Oslon yichud that we have an issa yichud to eshes ish. So she said, Vashatelini talin olin. Wherever you sleep, I'll sleep, and I'll keep the Issa Yichud. Why is Rashi Eish Zish? I'm not sure. So maybe the reason is because the Issa Yichud of Penuyo was only a Gzair later on, B'Shas from David HaMelech. So even though there's other Arayas, but for some reason, we picked this one. That's what Rashi is saying. That's usually a very Negeidika one, because for a Ger, usually not so many other Arayas besides for Eish Zish. Zok, because there's no mother, sister, all these things. And there's a ger shneil dami, therefore it's not something gay for them. It has to be Rashi also. Zok the Gemara vay. He told me another iser, another thing. Mefkidim, Naomi told Rose, Mefkidim sheish meis v'gum mitzvahs. We have 630 mitzvahs. So she answered, Ameich ami. Your a nation is my nation. And what makes something a nation? The mitzvahs, the 630 mitzvahs, the Torah. He says, I'll go with that. Also, of his chavim. Naomi told Rus, we have Issa of Rezara. But like Kayak Lekoy, she said, no, your God is my God. Arba Mises from Bezdin. There's four Mises Bezdin. Srefa, Skila, Herek, and Chenek. Vashatamus Yamasha, wherever your Mises is my Misa. Beis Kvarim from Bezdin. There's two Kvarim. For the more Chamer de Gaveris, less Chamer de Gaveris. Even after Misa, there is a separation of the Risham. So she said, Risham Mekavar. Right then she said, oh, I see you really want to be Yid. That's it. He didn't push her anymore and accepted her. It says in the Braisa, Kibel, if the ger was mekabel to become a ger, molnes miyad, give me the right away. My time is shuyim mitzvah lemeshinun. You don't wait when it comes to mitzvah. You do it right away. Nishtar b'tzitzim akvam milah. What is tzitzim akvam milah? Ketanah to the Mishnah. Elu tzitzim akvam milah. Basa choyfa is roiv atara. The basar that covers roiv atara. The atara is in between where the aver starts going down. There's a little crown around the aver, and that's called atara. If roiv atara is covered with skin with a membrane, they is killed considered aro. Ve'ino yochem v'chumah. You can't eat chuma. Even if it's not always the roiv around, even in one spot, but if it's roiv the height of the atara, the loch is, it makes him into a oro and he can't eat truma. It says further in the Brice, in the Srape, once he's healed, matfil and oisim yad, they tell him right away. Nisrape in loy nisrape loy, dafka if he was nisrape. But if he's not healed, he doesn't go to mikvah. My time, the maya marzumaka, the water causes the maka to get worsened, can't heal as well. It says, you put him in the mikvah, two milchom stand. You need three. The ger needs three. At least the chatchil of shon is three. We have before Gemara, maybe it's in Ma'akev. Then the Brisa said, Tov of Allah, once he's Tov, he's Yisrael for all intents and purposes. What does that mean? What's that negay? What are we trying to bring out with that? So Gemara says, the Yehadarbe, if he's chayzer, goes back to his old ways, acting like a guy, he's still a yid. He'll be considered Yisrael Mumar. Umekadush Bas Yisrael, and he gives Kedushin to Bas Yisrael, Yisrael Mumar Krinabe, the Kedusha of Kedushin. It's a good Kedushin. Bishlam, if he's a guy, he gives Kedushin. It's not Chal. Kedushin is not Chal, because he's a guy. But now he's a yid, he's a full-fledged yid. Even if he goes back to act like a guy, it's too late. He's a yid now. He'll be considered Yisrael Mumar. But the Kedushin is a Kedushin. He'll need a get. Because now, once he's a Yid, he's always a Yid.